Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2885, and today's date is September 27th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Scare Event Being Pushed, Trump Messaging, It's Almost Time, Only at the Precipice. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now panicking because the people of the world are seeing the truth. Everything has been pulled back. Everyone is seeing their agenda, and the people are rejecting everything that they want to do. Plus, what else are people witnessing? They're witnessing the fiat system completely imploding on itself. And guess what's standing tall? Gold, silver, and yes, Bitcoin. And the central bankers, they are panicking because they're starting to realize that the people are watching cryptocurrency, watching Bitcoin, they're watching the fiat currency, and in the end, the people, they're going to make the final decision of which way we go in all of this. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, when we start to look at the economy across the country, we can see the agenda of the World Economic Forum, the agenda of the private Western central bankers, and the people, they are now reaching that precipice point where soon they're going to be saying, we can't take this anymore. And this agenda that you're pushing on us, we know that you're the ones that are doing it. Look what's happening out in Tunisia. They are struggling for a handful of sugar. There are people in there just grabbing at the sugar, trying to get the food. Remember, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, what do they want in the end? They want us eating bugs. They don't want us to own anything. They want complete and utter control. And yes, everything that we're witnessing across the entire world where the economy's imploding, where they're pushing food shortages, they're pushing fuel shortages, high fuel costs, they're trying to push us into their new agenda, which is the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But we can see the leadership around the world, it is changing, and the people are rising up all over the place and they're pushing back. And what's very interesting about this is out in Germany, we understand that Germany, the European nations, they're going to be in trouble because what is happening out there? Well, they're shutting everything down. They're dependent on Russia for the gas, and the people are starting to realize that they're not going to have enough energy come this winter. And now we see that Germany, because the people now are very worried and they can see what's happening, the leaders of Germany, they are saying, okay, listen, we might have blackouts, we might not have enough energy, so those nuclear power plants that are on standby, we might need to keep them running. Because without it, we're going to have a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe the people now are pushing back. The people now are seeing exactly what is happening and who's causing all this. And the people, they're saying, no way, we can't go down this path. It's a complete and utter disaster if we do so. And they want, and I'm talking about the people of Germany, they want the sanctions removed from Russia. They're saying this is not helping the situation. It's actually hurting the situation. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that fuel prices, they're starting to move up here in this country. And Biden is out there and he is claiming that gas prices in some few states, they're under $3 a gallon. Well, it seems that there are no states that have an average price under $3. According to the American Automobile Association, the lowest price for a gallon of gas is in Mississippi, according to Gas Buddy, and it's $3.04. So I don't know what he's talking about. A lot of people don't know what he's talking about. Actually, most of the people all the time don't know what he's talking about. But we could see that fuel prices are starting to move up again. And as they start to move up, and remember, this is before the midterms, they're getting very, very nervous. Remember, they use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to keep the fuel prices down because they need to keep the illusion alive for the midterms. But now the fuel prices are starting to inch up again. And we knew it was going to happen because we knew that this was just a temporary fix to keep the illusion alive that they're actually doing something. But fuel prices are starting to move up before the midterms now, and they're getting nervous. So now, instead of talking to Putin, as Biden normally does, where he says it's Putin's gas hikes, now he's talking to the oil companies and the gas stations saying, stop jacking up the prices. Now, really think about this for a second. We know the fuel prices were going up way before Ukraine. We know that Biden shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. We know that he placed more regulations on the country. He also reneged on the lease deals. And we know that their entire agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And we know with higher fuel costs, they could try to push everyone into electric. And now they can't control the fuel prices. So they're now just blaming the gas stations and the oil company. Now, there's a problem with this because the gas station owners, they don't make that much of a profit. It's not like, oh, they get gas for a dollar and they jack it up by $3. When you actually look at the profits, they're between 10 and 15 cents per gallon of gas. And this is coming from the National Association of Convenience Stores. So it's not like they're saying, okay, we're going to gouge these prices by 70 cents or 50 cents. No, this is not happening. So their entire agenda, their entire push, their entire narrative is completely falling apart. It's the same thing with inflation. When Biden was trying to explain inflation, it doesn't even make sense in what he's talking about. He said the following, because what's inflation? Inflation is at the end of the month, do you have less money from your paycheck or more money from your paycheck? I mean, does this even make sense what he's saying here? Inflation is when you're getting your paycheck and the value of the currency is continually declining and you have less and less and less because there's more currency in circulation, which drives the value of the currency down, which means you need a lot more of those pieces of paper to pay for the same exact item. The item didn't change. The item didn't move. It was the currency. And I think people are seeing this very clearly. Look what came out of the Heritage Foundation, and this will explain inflation very, very easily here. According to their data that they compiled, and this is coming from the Heritage Foundation, the average American family had lost $7,200 in household income under Biden. Individual Americans are $4,200 poorer as well. So consumer prices, they've risen by 12.7% since January 2021, much faster than wages. And the people, the American worker, they have lost purchasing power, which means it takes a lot more of the same exact pieces of paper. I know there's also digital currency because people use their credit cards or debit cards. But if you look at the pieces of paper, you need a lot more of those pieces of paper to pay for the same exact items. And when you really look at this, Americans are $4,200 poorer today than when Biden took office, which means they need a lot more currency to pay for the same exact food items, to pay for fuel, to pay for everyday items. And the wages are not keeping up with this. You see, in the very, very beginning, when they talked about inflation, when they pretended there was no inflation, and they said it's just transitory, and the fake news came out and said, don't worry, it's going to be like the 70s, and your wages are going to go up, everything's going to go up, it's going to be fantastic. We knew that this wasn't true. We knew that the wages at the end of the central bank system, it doesn't work this way. Wages do not keep up. Because remember, when we came off the gold standard in the 70s, we didn't have the same amount of debt. The currency was pegged to gold. Now we've been on fiat for a very long time. They keep pushing stimulus bills. There's a lot of currency in circulation. We have a lot of debt. And we're at the end of the private was a central bank system. Remember, their system only lasts 45 to 50 years tops. Yes, they can kick the can down the street a little bit longer than that, but as sooner or later, it completely falls apart. And we've seen this time and time again throughout history. Remember, the United States wasn't the first country to be the reserve currency of the world. There was France, there was Spain, there was the UK going back in time where they were the reserve currency of the world. And as time went on and they kept printing and they went full fiat, what happened? The system imploded and they needed a war. They needed a cover story to start the whole system all over again to convince the people, oh, look, we need to rebuild. Oh, look, we need to go into the Great Reset. Oh, look, we need to go into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. That's what we're witnessing right now. You're witnessing the destruction of the private Western central bank system. The system implodes on itself in the end. Trump, the Patriots, they know this. They understand this. And the people are learning this. The people understand that the economy is not working in their favor. Right now, there was a poll that was done. And this poll was done by CNN. 71% of workers are poor under Biden's inflation. And this is up from February when it was 58%. This tells you everything you need to know. Plus, there was another poll by McLaughlin Associates, and 61% of general election voters believe Biden's economy is in a recession. 67% believe it is Biden's fault the United States is on the wrong track. Now we have the people believing and they understand who's responsible. They know who's accountable for all of this. And this is not going to end well for the Biden administration, the puppet masters, the private central bank, the World Economic Forum. Remember, Trump, when he left office, what did he give Biden? He gave Biden a V-shaped recovery. And I remember going back in time when Trump said it's going to be a V-shaped recovery. The fake news was out there saying, that's ridiculous. That's never going to happen. We're seeing unemployment. We're seeing businesses shut down. And as soon as everything turned on, what happened? We saw a V-shaped recovery. Because when you shut down the economy artificially and you flip the switch and you turn it back on and everyone goes back to work, what happens? Jobs are brought back. Businesses are open. All the credit cards are being used. GDP numbers move up. Everything goes up because you opened up the economy again. And now, what happened since the resident came into office? The entire V-shaped recovery is completely and utterly falling apart. And remember, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the Private West Central Bank, the puppet masters, they thought this was the perfect opportunity. And we even had King Charles saying that this was the best time for the Great Reset. Well, it seems that it's falling apart on them. Their agenda is not working the way they thought. Right now, we have Fed Powell out there trying to push the central bank digital currency, and he admitted that the central bank digital currency would not be anonymous. The Federal Reserve would track everything. They would know exactly what you're doing, a lot worse than to today. And they'd be able to control whatever you're doing. But you can see the private West central bankers, they're panicking over what? They're panicking over Bitcoin. ECB Chief Lagarde, remember, she was the head of the IMF. Now she's head of the ECB, says she does not like to see a new period of free banking due to cryptocurrencies. She said central bank digital currencies are required to maintain the role of central banks. Now, when she was talking, she was going back to a time when the central bankers weren't in control, and we just had banking institutions all over the place. And she's saying that we don't want to go back to that time because it was like the Wild West of banking. And look how everything completely was disorganized, falling apart. Well, they're the ones who did that. They're the ones who caused it to bring us into the central bank system. See, they created an event. They created an economy that was not stable, and they forced the people of the United States and the rest of the world to go into their central bank system. Now people are seeing the truth of the matter and they're saying, well, wait a minute. Do we really need the private West central bank? Do we really need them controlling everything? Because look at the economy. Look what's happening around the world. They're not doing a great job. They're doing an awful job. Their system's falling apart. They don't have a cover story. And they're panicking right now because people are starting to realize that maybe there's another answer. Maybe we need to start shifting into a different currency outside of the private West central bank system. And this is what they're really panicking about. Actually, the Bitcoin Policy Institute, they released a report detailing why the U.S. should not create a central bank digital currency and should instead promote freedom and privacy for everyone using alternative currencies. Remember, people today, they transact at the pleasure of the state via banks. And they have complete and utter control. If we move to a central bank digital currency, then the Federal Reserve, the central bank system, has complete control over what you do. And think about what PayPal has been doing. Think about the protests in Canada where they said, hey, banks, you need to start freezing accounts. Listen, if we don't like your political view, we're going to freeze your account. This is what happens when the banking system work with the central bankers and work for the deep state players who are now the swamp in the government. They can actually freeze your account and shut you down. And what's very interesting, and this is coming out of the New York Times, which is really interesting, the currencies around the world are tumbling except Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency has risen 6.5% over the past 7 days, bucking the trend as dollar sinks other currencies. Isn't that amazing? Actually, gold, silver, and Bitcoin holding their own against the private West central bank system. That should tell you everything you need to know, because currencies around the world, they're imploding on themselves. And in the end, when all the manipulation is gone and the central bankers lose control, what are you going to see happen? You're going to see gold, you're going to see silver, you're going to see Bitcoin stand tall against the central bank system. Because the fiat system right now, what's happening to it? It's imploding on itself. This is why we see inflation. This is why we see what's happening. We're at the end of a private West central bank system. The D's, the private West central bankers around the world, they've been printing like crazy. There's a lot of currency in circulation. Remember, they were preparing for the Great Reset. They thought everyone was going to be shut down in their homes. There was going to be a global economic shutdown. They were going to be printing a lot, just giving money to people to stay at home. But all of this didn't happen. Actually, Trump countered it all. So everyone could see the truth of the matter and everyone could see inflation. And now the central banks, they are trapped in their own agenda. No, we're not moving to the Great Reset. Actually, the people are going to wake up, the people are going to push back, and the people, they're going to start to transition their currency as the currency implodes around the world. They're going to start to transition their currency into alternative currencies. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And as time goes on and it gets worse and worse, and they see the fiat currency continually losing value, and cryptocurrency doesn't have to really move up, it doesn't have to do anything, it just has to stay solid. Same thing with gold. As they stay solid, the people are going to say, this is very interesting. Maybe I should protect myself. And that's what we're witnessing around the world right now. The central bankers are doomed. They're panicking. And the people, in the end, they're going to see everything. They're going to see the true central bank illusionary economy. They're going to see it implode. They're going to see the real worth of the fiat currency. And the people, they're going to head in a completely different direction. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with 5 specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said, "The tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are running on empty, and we can see that they are going to be trying everything and anything. And I do believe a scare event is approaching. We're starting to see it form. We're starting to see the narrative. We're starting to see it happen. And at the same time that the scare event is happening, Trump, he came out and he messaged everyone, letting us know that we are going to be hitting the precipice. Now, if we don't do, and I'm talking about we as a people, if we don't do anything when we hit that precipice and we go over the precipice, well, the country will not be able to be saved. So I think he's letting us know that we're approaching that period of time, and the people, they need to come together and do what they need to do. And what does that mean? It means the people must vote. The people must come out in a red tsunami and vote like they've never voted before. A lot of people say, well, what am I going to do? There's nothing for me to do. Yes, there is. The founding fathers from the very, very beginning, they put this in place so you would have control in the very end. And it doesn't matter if the deep state has a system that cheats, if the deep state system has the ability to cheat in the elections, because they can't cheat. If there's an overwhelming majority that votes for a candidate, they can't do anything with that. They can't manipulate it enough to override the majority. I mean, it's almost like saying when the British were coming ashore, they had advanced cannons, they had better uniforms, they had better supplies, they had better weapons, they were the strongest army in the world. Can you imagine if the colonists at that point in time said, listen, oh my God, look what's coming up on the shores here. Look at their ships, look at their cannons, look at their weapons, look at their supplies, look at their training. You know what? We're not going to do anything until we actually have the ability to get the same cannons, to get the same weapons and the same training. So we're not going to do anything. We're just going to sit this one out. What do you think was going to happen? Do you think the British were going to say, okay, we're going to wait for you. You know what? You let us know when you're done with your training and you got the weapons, then we'll fight. No, they would have basically taken over the country and we would still be under British rule. No, the colonists said, you know something? Let's figure this out. Let's figure out how we can beat them, how we can make it difficult for them. Look, they stand in a line. They fire their weapons, then they reload, and the next line goes, and it continues on. What happens if we don't stand in a line? What happens if we hit them from the side, from behind, up top? What happens if we use a completely different tactic to overwhelm their training, override their training? The same thing's happening today with voting. The people, they're starting to learn how the cheating is done. They're learning, wait a minute, they need to count so they can use fake ballots. Wait a minute, they need to extend the voting more than one day. You know what? If we use different tactics and we don't tell them what we're going to do, we can override and overwhelm their system and they won't be able to do anything. And that's exactly what people have been doing in these elections. And I do believe people are going to continue to do this in these elections, which means the majority has control over all of this. And we don't have to wait, because once we override their system, once we overwhelm their system, what can we do? We can do a lot more. Why? Because we have the people, the patriots, in the positions that we want, and we can change the entire course of this country. We can then go after the deep state. We can then expose everything they're trying to do. We can then create and or remove the laws that they put into place. At this point, the people have the ability to change everything. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots have been waiting for. They've been waiting for the people to hit the precipice. They've been waiting for the people to say, you know something, enough is enough. I can't take it anymore. Just being angry doesn't mean you hit the precipice. When you actually get off your butt and you actually do something and you actually go ahead and you make a change, that's when you hit the precipice. And I do believe a lot of people are hitting the precipice. And I do believe Trump is saying we're getting really, really close and we're going to have to really do something as a people to change what's going on right now. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Amy Klobuchar. Because Amy Klobuchar, she was talking about the hurricane that's hitting Florida. And by the way, anyone that's in Florida, be safe. We could see there's a lot of rain, a lot of wind, and the hurricane's going to be hitting landfall around the Tampa area. So those people that are living up in that area, just be careful out there. And she made the comment that if you vote Democrat, you won't have hurricanes. This is absolutely ridiculous. How won't we have hurricanes? Oh, they can control it with their climate change agenda? No, they can't. And I think everyone realizes this. I think everyone understands what's really going on here. Christina Pouchat put this out on Twitter, said the following. Florida has experienced hurricanes throughout recorded history before Democrats and Republicans existed. But the party of science will never miss an opportunity to play politics with a natural disaster. Gross and shameless. Absolutely. And the other thing that's very interesting is we know there's a hurricane hitting Florida. Florida is in a state of emergency. And you would think the Biden administration, you know, who wants to bring the country together, which actually had a red speech, which means he's dividing the country. You think he would contact the governor of Florida. But instead, and Tom Fitton put this out on Twitter, Biden contacted Florida mayors, but not DeSantis. Does that show you that this resident wants the country to come together and he's for the people? No, that's not what it shows you. And that's completely unbelievable. Imagine if Trump did this. The fake news would be all over the place with it. Unbelievable. And really think about Joe Biden, the resident. Remember, he's not there for the people. He wouldn't have given that red speech. He wouldn't be dividing the country. He wouldn't be covering up his crimes. He wouldn't have lied about Hunter Biden's laptop. He wouldn't have worked with Ukraine, with China, and many other countries to launder money. He wouldn't have been with Hunter Biden and his business dealings. And what's very interesting about all of this is that these text messages that continually come out show that he has complete knowledge of what Hunter Biden was doing. Why? Because Joe Biden, he was controlling it all. The Oversight Committee of Republicans put this out on Twitter, said the following. Joe Biden in 2019, I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Text message between Biden associate in 2017. Don't mention Joe being involved. Joe Biden not only knew, but was involved in his family's shady foreign business deals. Absolutely. And where is the FBI? Where's the Department of Justice? You see, now people see this very clearly. The people see that the FBI, the Department of Justice, they're not looking for justice. They're not following the rule of law. They're the muscle of the deep state players. And now people understand. You see, going back in time when everyone said, oh, we need to arrest all of these people. We need to round them up and we need to have trials. It wouldn't have worked. Because the swamp, they controlled everything. It's like a mafia where they control the whole town. They control the prosecutor. They control the judges. They control the police force. They control everything that's going on in that town. Do you really think you were going to be able to convict the mafia boss in that town? No, it would never work. It's the same thing that's happening here in the United States. United States, just think of it as a gigantic town. The swamp controls everything. And this is why Trump and the Patriots had to take a different approach. The one thing they didn't control was what? The military. Which means there can be military tribunals. Which means the people need to wake up. Which means the people need to understand what crimes they committed. Which means we need to bring the people into the fold very, very slowly so they understand what these individuals have done and who the players are. And then show people, look, it's the same people that overthrew our government. It's the same people that released the pandemic. Oh, look, it's the same people that committed treason. See, now people will start to understand. And I do believe that we're hitting that point in time where the people, and we're going to see a lot more as Durham releases more information and Weiss releases more information, we're going to see a lot more of this information. Remember, everything is timed. Optics are very important. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of information come out. And each time it comes out, the deep state players, they feel pain every single time. And as they feel pain and as they feel trapped, what do? They do stupid things. And that's exactly what we're going to see. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the vice resident, which is Kamala Harris, she's going to be visiting North Korea, South Korea border, the DMZ. Now, really think about this. She's the border czar here in the United States, but she's not visiting the border here because they're telling us there's no crisis, but 50 illegals were sent to Martha's Vineyard, and they said this is a ridiculous crisis. We can't have this done. This is unbelievable. But thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are coming across the border. People are dying on the border. They're taking them on buses and planes and moving them to certain locations. But the border czar cannot visit the border here in the United States, but she has time to go to North and South Korea and go to the DMZ and visit their border. Does that make any sense? And no, I don't believe she's going to be walking across like Trump. She's probably going to have a helmet on, a bulletproof vest, standing behind some sandbags, just like Obama. See, Trump, he didn't have any of that. He walked right across the DMZ, shook the hand of Kim Jong-un. Think about that for a sec. That's absolutely unbelievable. I do believe Trump, he is working with Kim Jong-un and many, many other leaders. And you know what's very interesting is we're starting to see a movement, a shift around the world. It started in Sweden, then it went to Italy, and now we see the Colombians, they are rising up because they're saying that the leftist government of Gustavo Petro, the same Petro who asked the UN to legalize cocaine in the world, the left, and this is what they've been chanting, the left wants a world of death dealers, zombies, and junkies. They are criminals. And the people out in Colombia, they are protesting. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more people protest around the world. And it's building and building and building, and everyone's pushing against the left. This is very interesting. And I do believe we're going to see the change of leadership coming. I do believe we're going to see it in Canada. We're going to see it out in France. And we're going to see it in many, many countries. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we talked about the scare event in the very beginning of this report, it seems that the deep state players now, they are becoming very, very desperate. They are losing the battle, the war, if you want to call it, in Ukraine. It's really a special operations by Putin. They're losing control of that area. They're losing land in Ukraine, and it seems that they've become very, very desperate. Remember, the fake news is continually pushing the idea that if Putin uses nuclear weapons, well, it's going to be a game changer. Well, the only reason that the deep state and the fake news would say something like that is because they have something planned where they're going to try to force Putin's hand. Now, this is very interesting because all of a sudden, the Nord Stream pipeline had a leak, and the Danish Armed Forces took a video of this, and you can see it in the water. There is a disturbance in the area. Now, it's very odd that the Nord Stream pipeline would all of a sudden have a leak. That's kind of odd. And would Russia go ahead and say, hey, let's damage our own pipeline? They could have just shut it off. They didn't have to damage it because it would cost them billions of dollars to repair it. That makes no sense whatsoever. So they have the ability to shut it down if they didn't want to provide gas to Germany and to other European nations. So let's go back in time a little bit, because if we go back to Department of State, and if we go back to January 27, 2022, we have Undersecretary Victoria Nuland. She said, if Russia invades Ukraine one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward. That's interesting. Then we had Biden, and ABC News put this out on Twitter, and Midnight Rider on Telegram reposted it, said, President Biden, if Russia invades, then there'll be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring it to an end. Reporter, but how will you do that exactly since the project is in Germany's control? Biden, I promise we will be able to do it. Now, think about this for a second. And this was said a while back. And now we have a leak in the pipeline. And then we have, coming from Spiegel Politics, and Tommy Robinson put this out on Telegram, CIA warned German government against attack on Baltic Sea pipeline. Gee, that's interesting. Timing is very interesting. Well, Germany, they suspect sabotage on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And Denmark assesses the Nord Stream gas leaks were caused by a deliberate act and could not have been a result of accidents. Now, that is all very interesting. And then we had something else that happened. We had Radek Sikorski, the MEP of Poland. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you go to preparewithx22.com, showed a picture of the water where the leak is and said, thank you, USA. So when you start to put all of this together, you start to paint a picture that there might have been the deep state players sabotaging the Nord Stream 2 pipeline because things are not going well in Ukraine, and they needed to push their narrative of the scare event, because the fake news has been putting the information out there that if Putin does something with nuclear weapons, it's a game changer. Biden is saying it. Other politicians are saying it. They're all saying it. So it's actually creating the narrative for the scare event. Now, what's very interesting is that there were undersea blasts that were recorded at the same time Russian-Germany gas pipelines were damaged. And the Kremlin and others say they can't rule out sabotage after unprecedented damage was caused to both Nord Stream 1 and 2 a day before a new pipeline from Norwegian gas fields carrying gas to Europe is due to open. So this is very interesting. And by the way, if this was sabotage, this is an act of war. Really think about this for a second and think about what's happening right now. Now, out in Germany, we can see the people out in Germany. They are now protesting and they are saying that they need that the German government needs to end the sanctions on Russia and they need the gas. They need the energy. The sanctions aren't working. They're hurting the people of Germany and the people are now are pushing back. Now, this is all very interesting because we can see what's happening out in Ukraine and we can see there's a new Norwegian gas pipeline that's due to open very, very soon. And all of a sudden, the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, all of a sudden, they are damaged. And now everyone's talking about sabotage. And we have the fake news out there and Biden and the rest saying, listen, if Putin uses nuclear weapons or tries to use nuclear weapons, it's a game changer. Well, it seems that they're building some type of narrative, doesn't it? And what's very interesting about all this, the fake news is out there and they're reporting that Russia is now drafting their people for the Ukraine war. But Clandestine clears this all up and translates what's really going on out in Russia. And this is what he says. The mainstream conservatives have absolutely no clue what they're talking about when it comes to Russia. They didn't actually read the transcript from Putin's speech. They're blindly regurgitating mainstream media narratives and settling for clickbait BS. This is a partial mobilization. The people called up are military reserves. No one is being drafted. The people who are being called up are military. This is the equivalent of mobilizing the National Guard or Army reserves. And they are only mobilizing specialists required in certain fields. And we see through the fake news and everywhere else, they're continually pushing that Russia is drafting people. They are not. See, Russia has the upper hand right now. Think about what's happening out in Ukraine. They're having a referendum, and the first polling data shows votes in favor of joining the Russian Federation. It seems that all of these areas, Donetsk, Lugansk, the Kherson, and the rest, they're all voting yes, 98% in favor, 97% in favor in Donetsk, in Lugansk, 97% in favor. In Kherson, 96% in favor. Ukraine is going to be split up, just like going back in time when we had Victoria Nuland, we have Biden, we had Obama, and the rest, when they were pushing the overthrow of the government of Ukraine, and they took over Ukraine. They never expect Crimea to vote themselves away. Now we have the same exact thing happening once again, and it's not just Crimea. Remember, they lost the access to the Black Sea when that happened. Now they're losing all the surrounding areas that are connected to Russia, and now all of these pieces of land, they have lost. Ukraine is shrinking right now, and it goes back to the entire idea that once the deep state comes in and overthrows a government, the entire country completely and utterly falls apart. And that's what we've been seeing in every single country. Because remember, once the deep state came into Lebanon and Libya, into Syria, into Ukraine, nobody saw terrorism. Nobody saw what we're seeing today. It was only after the deep state went in and overthrew the government. And the people that were fighting back, and let me include Afghanistan in all this, the people that were fighting back were the people of the country who wanted the puppet government out of their country. They called them terrorists. Does it seem very similar to today here in the United States? The same deep state players overthrew the government. They removed the duly elected president. And anyone that's against them, what do they call them? Oh, that's right. Terrorists, domestic terrorists. Why do you think Biden came out with the red speech? What do you think the puppets did in all these other countries? They came out with their own red speech talking about the terrorists in their country. Everyone getting the picture now? It's the same people using the same playbook. And I think people are really starting to understand how they do all of these things. And yes, it's the same people who released the pandemic on We the People. And it really wasn't a pandemic like they reported. They used fake statistical numbers. Yes, there was a virus, but for everyday healthy people, no one would have been affected. Actually, no one would have even known that there was anything wrong. And we can see very clearly now that they did this to alter the elections, to try to give everyone the death jab. And everything that they tried to do was completely backfiring on them. They tried to bring in the vaccine passport. They tried to have camps. They tried to have complete and utter control. But think about it. Everything they're trying to do completely backfired on them, and it didn't work. Which means their Great Reset, their Green New Deal, everything that they planned on isn't going to work. Because if people are waking up via the pandemic, people are going to be waking up to the central bank digital currency. People are going to be waking up to the Green New Deal. The people, they're rejecting everything that they're trying to do. And I'm talking about the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank. The people are rejecting this because the people are seeing the truth. The people are understanding what is really going on, especially with the death jab. Technofog put this out on Telegram. He said, here is the full study on the COVID-19 vaccine mRNA found in breast milk. The mRNA was present as soon as 1 hour after vaccination. Also, further details on whether this data was suppressed. It is likely it was, and how Pfizer and Moderna refused to test for mRNA in breast milk. And yes, we know that there are many, many problems with the death jab, and people are starting to realize this and understand this. And you got to understand how the big pharmaceutical companies work. Remember, the doctors, they're going along with this. This is why you saw all the doctors in the hospitals and everything else go along with big pharma, go along with the deep state players, because they're all part of the infiltration. I mean, let's take, for example, what happened to Biogen. This is a Massachusetts-based pharmaceutical company. Now, remember, the pharmaceutical companies, what do they want? They want the doctors to push their drugs. And the doctors, they get paid, maybe not directly, but they get paid a commission for pushing certain drugs. Actually, aren't these then drug dealers? Oh, maybe. But this is coming from the Justice Department. The Massachusetts-based pharmaceutical company, Biogen, will now pay $900 million to settle allegations that it bribed doctors to prescribe the company's multiple sclerosis drugs. This suit was initially brought by former employee Michael Baduniak, who alleged that the company offered or paid out kickbacks in the form of speaking fees and consultancy fees, which resulted in false claims being made to Medicaid and Medicare. The lawsuit conclusion comes as a recent study alleged that some pharmaceutical companies were avoiding anti-kickback provisions by donating to charities that would in turn purchase their products. By donating to charities for diseases with limited treatment options, companies were allegedly able to induce purchases of their drugs in violation of an anti-kickback law. The pharmaceutical companies, they control the medical teaching of doctors today. And they push their drugs and they teach the doctors that this is the only alternative, and they give them kickbacks. So they continue with that agenda. And this is why you saw doctors, nurses, and the rest going along with this whole COVID thing. It's unbelievable. And this is why you saw a lot of doctors and a lot of nurses and pharmacists pushing against hydroxychloroquine, pushing against ivermectin, when they knew that these drugs would help. And because the studies now, there are peer-reviewed studies that show that, yes, they do. And actually, the actual doctors who actually care about their patients, like the frontline doctors and late Dr. Zelenko, they used these drugs that had been around for a very long time. And they had huge success with them to cure people, most likely, of the flu. And now the people are starting to see the true nature of big pharma, especially when they tried to hide all the information about the death jab and they wanted to keep that hidden for like 75 years. That told the people everything they needed to understand, just like what's happening now with defund the police. Remember in the very beginning when they were pushing Floyd, who's a criminal who actually beat women, and the deep state players, the fake news, they all came out and they were all bowing to this individual who's a criminal. And if you notice, it's the same people that are releasing criminals all over the place. They're the ones who wanted to defund the police in all these different areas. And they said they were going to use social workers. We're going to use psychologists. We're going to just talk people down. Well, guess what's happening in all these areas? It's out of control. The crime wave is completely out of control. Look at New Orleans. The New Orleans Police Department is hiring civilians and organizing patrol shifts amid a staffing shortage. Crime is out of control. Actually, the city has become so dangerous that it is on track to surpass Baltimore in homicides this year. Look what's happening out in Minneapolis. Actually, they call it the nickname Murderapolis. And CNN put this out. Once nicknamed Murderapolis, the city that became the center of the Defund the Police movement is grappling with heightened violent crime. Rosie Memos responded to this on Twitter. It said the following, "Wait, what? Where were all the community mediators and therapists to calm down criminals? It's almost as if defunding the police negatively impacts the most vulnerable neighborhoods. If only CNN would have reported the most peaceful protests accurately." And that's exactly true. Really, did everyone really think that defunding the police, by getting rid of law enforcement, you weren't going to have crime like off the charts? Well, I think it's proven in all these different areas, out in LA, in California, out in Seattle, out in New Orleans, out in Chicago. I mean, you can just go on and in Oregon, you could just go on and on and on. All these places that got rid of New York City, for example, all these places that wanted to defund the police and they wanted to have socialists come in and mediators come in to control the criminal. Remember, the criminal is a criminal because they don't follow the rule of law. They don't follow someone talking to them and saying, listen, just calm down, it's going to be all right. They're criminals because they don't care about any of that. They don't follow the rule of law. They don't follow instruction. They don't do any of these things. That's why they're criminals. I mean, I think people are starting to realize this, and they're starting to realize all these individuals that pushed to fund the police, and yes, it was all Democrats. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. The people now, at this point, I do believe the last poll was like 71% saying we're not even voting for these people because we see exactly what's going on. Now, the other thing that's going on right now is we can see that many different agencies, the FBI, Department of Justice, and yes, the Postal Service, they were monitoring Americans focused on gun issue and President Biden's election. So now we have the U.S. Postal Service. They were spying on everyday citizens from September 2020 to April 2021. How do we know this? Well, the Washington Times, they went ahead and they obtained by Freedom of Information Act request information about the post office. And they were monitoring far right groups and anyone that likes guns, anyone that was talking about Biden. Wait a minute, did they have a warrant for this? They're just not allowed to do these things. This is completely another violation of the Constitution. And we're seeing this time and time again, and people are starting to realize the country is going down the tubes as the deep state continually pushes their agenda. Remember, Trump said, look what you get when you cheat in an election. Look what happens when you overthrow the government of the United States, a duly elected president. The country completely collapses on itself. And what's very interesting about this, the last time the economy imploded and we saw inflation that was really, really bad, it was during the time of Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. The country was a complete and utter disaster back then. And the electoral map during that period of time when inflation was very, very high, well, guess what? Ronald Reagan won 489 electors to 49. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. What do you think is going to happen? And really think about the strategy of Trump. He showed the people the truth. He showed the people, look, these individuals are going to have open borders. We're going to have criminals running around the country. Crime is going to be at an all-time high. We're going to see the Afghanistan debacle. We're going to have war in Ukraine. The economy is going to completely implode on itself. We're going to see high fuel costs, high inflation. They're all going to lie to us. What do you think is going to happen during the midterms? You think Trump's using the same exact strategy? Absolutely. That's exactly what he's doing. And it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players. Think about it. The deep state players and Biden's red speech, and let's include Clinton now because they're all calling us Nazis. They're calling anyone that's a patriot to this country who likes freedom of speech, likes the Second Amendment, owning a weapon and defending themselves, that likes it when the FBI doesn't break into their house and go through all their belongings because they like the Fourth Amendment. You see, they're calling the patriots Nazis. But we know who the real Nazis are. It's all the people that want to get rid of the Constitution, who want to get rid of free speech, the people that violate the Constitution. Those are the Nazis. The same people that work with the Nazis in Ukraine and on January 6th in the Patriot Front group. Well, what's very interesting about all of this, and Daria Kolniak put this out on Twitter, said, "The most emotional moment was when we suddenly met released Azov soldiers right inside the main hall on Capitol Hill." Well, Haiti Nazarella on Twitter responded to this and said, "Wait a minute, MAGA Americans were accused of being Nazis and were shot and killed in Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, literal Nazis are being emotionally welcomed in Capitol Hill. Makes sense." It does make sense, because once you understand who the Nazis, who the criminals really are, you can see the projection. You can see what they do. They're the ones who are part of the KKK. They're the ones who are part of the neo-Nazi group. They're the ones who are violating the Constitution. They're the ones who are acting like tyrants and dictators. People now see this very, very clearly, just like they see what's happening with Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago was an instance where the FBI, the SS, part of the Nazi regime, raided a former president. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots and Scavino, they let us know. They knew it was coming, and I do believe it was a setup. But they wanted this to happen because they wanted the American people to see the truth of the matter. And I do believe that Trump, part of his plan, was to have these people force the documentation out of him, because he wanted them to come in, look for the documentation. We know that he has it. We know that he has it all. He caught them all. And I do believe he wanted them to push this. He also wanted these individuals to push their agenda to have people create chaos on the streets, because this brings them out of the shadows, bring them out of the darkness and into the light. And it makes it a lot easier for the military, the patriots, to round them up in the end once everyone is where you want them to be. But what's very interesting about all of this is that Trump, he won the special master to review the documentation. And this is Judge Deary. Well, it seems that the judge wanted all the information, all the documents, and he wanted an accounting of all of this. And the FBI all of a sudden revised what they submitted to the federal court in Southern Florida. Because Deary, he said, "Listen, is this all of it? You're giving me everything, right? You're not holding anything back." And then all of a sudden the FBI, they changed the entire inventory. And what did they do? They added a lot more documents. How many documents? 63 additional documents or photographs without classification markings were taken from Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort than previously listed by the FBI. Isn't that interesting? Were they just misplace it, or were they hiding it? That is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump, he is now warning that we are hitting the precipice. I do believe he's sending a message saying that we're getting very, very close. And I do believe everything is in position. He's been warning us that the storm is coming. He's been retruthing Anons, and it's making the fake news go absolutely crazy. And we can see that Trump is out there, and he's letting everyone know that we're getting very close to the precipice. And now, if we go over the precipice, the country will not be able to be saved. Take a listen to what he said here.
I think it's true. If I didn't do this, we're leading in every poll by a lot, both Republicans by a real lot, and we're leading Biden, and we're leading every Democrat. But you know, the truth is, I do it because I love the country. Our country can be saved. But I really believe that if some things don't happen, very important things, very soon, it can no longer be saved. You know, once it goes over the precipice, it's not going to be savable. And we're not that far away. We had something going so special 2 years ago. We were leading the world in every category. Every group within our country was leading. African-American, Asian-American, women, men, Hispanics. Everybody was leading. Young people, old people. We were all doing great. And they want to destroy this country. They're looking to destroy the country. And, you know, I say it often, our challenge from within, the danger from within, meaning people in this country, people that are ruining this country, is greater, in my opinion, than outside nations and what they want to do to us.
Agree 100%.
Greater from within.
And this tells me that we're getting very, very close, and he's letting everyone know this. Remember Post 4685? It says, and by the way, this is September 12, 2020. We just passed a two-year delta. It says, many choose the path of least resistance. For many, you cannot tell them the truth. You must show them. Only at the precipice will people find the will, and strength is in brackets. So only at the precipice will people find the will, strength, to change and break the system of control. Be free. And I do believe Trump is letting us know that the people are reaching that point, and we can't go over the precipice, because once we go over the precipice and people do nothing, well, it's not going, we can't save the country. So what do we need to do? What's the precipice? Well, we're reaching the precipice with the economy, with the entire agenda of the deep state players, of the Biden administration, the puppet masters. And I do believe in the end, as people hit that precipice, the people, the majority of the people, they're going to come out and do their duty, the duty that the founding fathers put into place. They're going to vote like we've never seen them before and change the entire course of this nation. The people are going to put the patriots in position during the midterms. And once they're in position, I do believe Trump, and I do believe there's many, many different phases. Once we have the patriots where we need them, these patriots that can investigate, the patriots that can remove certain laws and put other laws into place. Once we have people that are actually working for this country, working for the Constitution, working for the majority of the people, this is when Trump can go all out on the deep state players, because now Trump has control. Now Trump and the Patriots, they have the weapon that they need. And I do believe this is what Trump is talking about. And I do believe we're getting closer and closer, which means that everyone needs to vote. Forget all these people saying don't vote. We went over the whole entire thing with the colonists before. You need to vote so we can put the people into place. We know how to override their system. We don't want to give them all the way, all the secrets away, but the people now understand that we can override their system. We can stop them from cheating. And we can actually put people into place where now we have the upper hand. And I'm not talking about Trump and the military. They always had the upper hand. I'm talking about we, the people, now have the upper hand. We have power. We have leverage. And once we have this leverage, it is game over for the deep state. Think about what Trump and the Patriot are doing. Trump, he has the leverage because he caught them all in the act. He has the leverage because FISA works both ways. He has the leverage because the military knows who overthrew the United States government, who released the pandemic on we the people. He has the leverage because Durham is on the hunt, bringing out the information that shows that Hillary Clinton was involved, Obama was involved. We have Weiss waiting in the background with the Hunter Biden laptop, which is going to show that Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and many others, they were all involved in business dealings with many of these countries like China and Ukraine and many others. Trump, the Patriots, they have the leverage. What's the other piece? Well, Trump needed a bullhorn. He needed to take the bullhorn away from the fake news and big tech companies. What did he do? He started True Social. He teamed up with Rumble. And yes, there's many other platforms, which means now the truth can get out there. What else is he waiting for? He's waiting for the leverage of Congress. Remember, you need to remove the deep state people. You need to remove the installed criminals and put the elected people that are going to work for we the people. He's also waiting for certain governors in certain states to get into position and certain attorney generals to get into position. Once this is done, Trump, the military, we the people, we have the leverage. We have the control. Actually, if you really look at it, what does that really mean? It means the people are taking back the country. Actually, at that point, the people took back the country. And now the swamp, now the deep state players, they're struggling. They're panicking. Now they'll just be working out of fear. And the people, they have laser focus on these individuals, and they will watch every single move they make. And every move they make is going to be a stupid move, which is going to show that they are trying to cover up their crimes. And the people are going to understand who the real criminals are. And as the evidence pours out, and as the people have control, as the military has control, as Trump has control, the deep state, they're trapped. They don't have the leverage. They don't have the upper hand. They are doomed. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is what they've been working on. And actually take this to the next level. Take it to around the world, because as they see America coming back, as they see America taking control, we're going to see many other countries do the same exact thing. We're already seeing Sweden, we're already seeing Italy, and we're going to see many other countries start to move in that direction. It is game over for the swamp. It's game over for the deep state. It's game over for the central bank, for the World Economic Forum. The people are taking back the country. The people are taking back the world. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days.